Welcome to Starsign Horoscopes, presented by Astrology Hub. This is your place to discover how each zodiac sign can work with this week's astrology. I am your host, Jamie McGee, an astrologer, author, and a member of the production team here at Astrology Hub, and I am really excited to dive into this week's astrology with you.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Astrologer Connect, your premier source for quality astrology readings.
Hi there, astrology lovers. Welcome to Star Sign Horoscopes. I'm your astrologer, Jamie McGee, and today we're going to be taking a look at the astrology for November 25th through December 1st. I do hope you're having a great week out there. I really appreciate you tuning in. All right. So the week between the new and full moon can often bring a little bit of intensity. It's the point where we collectively engage change or decide not to change. Now, what could soften this edgy vibe this week is Mars in trine with Saturn. Now, ironically, these are two energies that often bring challenges, so the topics that come up are not always delightful. However, this week, these energies are working together. A compromise could be reached or a roadblock may shift. The possibilities are simply endless. Now, with each of the signs, we will talk about where cautious forward motion could manifest. Now, I say cautious because revisions and passionate reality checks are also likely. Both Mars and Venus will play into this energy as they oppose each other in the sky. Now, with that being said, let's get ready to dive into the signs. Please remember to listen to both your sun sign and your rising sign. All right, let's get started. Okay, Sagittarius, let's take a look at your week. Now, Sagittarius, your top three focuses are going to be 1, forward motion with partnerships, 2, fortifying your vitality, and 3, nurturing yourself or your home. Now, let's talk about why. Now, this could feel like a really busy week for you, Sagittarius. Quick thinking and clear actions are going to be needed, especially when it comes to a breakthrough in a negotiation, something with a partnership, a client, or a contract. You may have thought that this partnership was doomed to spin out, but this week the tables will turn and you will see a way to connect so that both sides have a benefit. Now, with that being said, because partnerships are a hot topic for you this month, it's important that you keep a check on your vitality and that sense of your personal path. Make sure that your needs are met. Generosity is always encouraged, but not to the point where you lose sight of who you are and the purpose that you are carrying. So please be sure to take some time to retreat at home, relax if you can. This would be a good time to really kind of take in that big picture and imagine the possibilities. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Okay, Capricorn, let's take a look at your week. Now, Capricorn, your top three focuses are going to be 1, investing in daily ritual, 2, balance of the mind and body, and 3, mini escapes. Now, let's talk about why. Now, this week, you may find a clever way to overcome obstacles that have surfaced around your values, your work, and possibly something with your health. The absolute resolution may not be clear, but you will feel as if you are moving in the right direction. Capricorn, giving a foundation and structure to each forward motion is recommended with this energy. In time, you will see a benefit to your overall health and wealth if you take that time to put the foundation in place. Also, be sure to look for healthy mind-body practices to help support new routines. And if possible, take some time to relax this week. Find a mini escape or a way to help yourself unwind in your local environment. Doing so will inspire and strengthen your will. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Okay, Aquarius, let's take a look at your week. Now, Aquarius, your top three focuses are going to be 1, a creative breakthrough, 2, networking, and 3, big picture values. Now, let's talk about why. Now, something in the realm of happiness or things that you have created will draw your attention this week. You may have a creative breakthrough or reconnect with someone or something you thought was a dead end. You don't have all the answers just yet, but if you focus on the slow and steady forward motion, you will be there before you know it. This energy plays into the theme of your month, what you love and how you share it with others. This is also a good time to look for networking opportunities. Now, the tricky part of this week is leaning into the magic of the big picture, but not losing sight of what really matters. Try not to overindulge, Aquarius, and you will be able to make the most of this week's energy. I look forward to seeing you next time. Okay, Pisces, let's take a look at your week. Now, Pisces, your top three focuses are going to be one, behind the scenes structure, two, home and work life, and three, vitality. Now, let's talk about why. Now, this could feel like a busy week that will test the balance and structure of your mind and your body. I would encourage you to lean on personal boundaries you have established in every area of your life. This is a healthy practice to have, but especially now. Recent intentions or goals around your career or reputation are starting to gain some momentum. Now, the challenge you may encounter is how to distribute your energy and attention. It's important to be aware of your limits before you reach them. Prioritize, then delegate. This will help ensure that your health and vitality are not hindered. You want the best version of yourself in both your private and your public life. I do hope you have a great week. Okay, Aries, let's take a look at your week. Now, Aries, your top three focuses are going to be one, alliances, two, reaching new heights, and three, inspired ideas. Now, let's talk about why. Now, the structure you have been working on when it comes to your dreams and alliances that support them will feel a little tense this week. It's possible that ideas from teachers or mentors could help support you, though. So pay attention and act on inspirations that feel aligned, even if that alignment is just outside of your comfort zone. Now, you may feel some pressure to share something that you've been working on alone or feel anxiety about letting anyone in on your private process. Use your best judgment and remember that your goal is to take big ideas and simplify them. Try not to be shy about this, Aries, and you will find a way to share your hidden gifts. I do hope you have a good week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Okay, Taurus, let's take a look at your week. Now, Taurus, your top three focuses are going to be one, your reputation, two, values, and three, alliances. Now, let's talk about why. Now, recently, there has been some tension around topics of health and wealth. However, as we move through this week, you may notice a flow to the plans that you have that support your earning power and your reputation. Now would be a good time to work on any roadblocks around these topics. There seems to be an added emphasis on balancing what your values are and where and who you share those resources with. Now, naturally, as you consider this notion, your alliances and dreams will feel activated. So across the next few days, try to remember the purpose behind all that you do and notice if that purpose is supporting what brings value into your life. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Okay, Gemini, let's take a look at your week. Now, Gemini, your top three focuses are going to be one, communication, two, vitality, and three, commitments. Now, let's talk about why. Now, expressing your creative self to a larger audience has been a challenge recently. However, this week you may feel more in flow with what you want to say and who you want to say it to. There's also a possibility that you will discover a misstep or a forgotten lesson that will help you expand out into the world. So don't be afraid to take a step back so that you can take five steps forward. Partnerships are also highlighted this week, both business and romantic. There's also likely to be a suggestion or idea to support long-term plans or really big visions. So pay close attention to how ideas that you hear or think of make you feel. Now, in general, it can feel like a very busy outward focused week. It would serve you best to notice who and what is getting your attention and why they are getting it. This will help you ensure that you are on the right track and keeping your vitality in check. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Okay, Cancer, let's take a look at your week. Now, Cancer, your top three focuses are going to be one, ending to begin, two, daily rituals, and three, personal convictions. Now, let's talk about why. Now, recently, you've gone back and forth about what needs to end or begin in your life. And at times, you've held on tighter than you should, and at others, you were motivated to push through to the other side. This week, notice the balance you feel with these topics. Look for an easier flow or a calmer energy you can work with to help you make choices. Your work and daily rituals are still active this week, but something in this area of your life, or possibly with your health, is giving you a strong suggestion about what needs to change so you are better supported on the pathway forward. This is a good time to listen to subtle clues and lean into your convictions. Doing so will help you work toward an inner peace. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Okay, Leo, let's take a look at your week. Now, Leo, your top three focuses are going to be one, communication, two, creative insight, and three, shared values. Now, let's talk about why. Now, you've grown accustomed to using careful words around partners and in group settings. You may have felt accountable for every thought, and in turn, you hold others to that same level of judgment. Now, this tension can ease some this week. You may feel as if you can move forward from where you are, even if that means agreeing to disagree. The focus on creativity, love, and joy is also still a highlight for you. Now, you may find yourself considering a deeper commitment or possibly what needs to end so you can commit on a deeper level. Now, this may not be the week where you find all the answers you are looking for, but you will find the motivation to follow the clues that the universe is giving you. I do hope you have a good one. I'll see you next time. Okay, Virgo, let's take a look at your week. Now, Virgo, your top three focuses are going to be 1, your work, 2, health and wealth, and 3, your partnerships. Now, let's talk about why. Now, recently, it has felt as if your life is in a constant state of stop and go. You have the momentum, but there are obstacles stealing your attention or blocking your path. It may be subtle, but there will be an ease in this tension this week. Use this time to move plans forward or shift your obstacle into an advantage. You also have a lot of focus on your work, rituals, or topics around your health. Now, someone close to you may have some suggestions to help you in these areas. Be sure to consider advice and also pay attention to those who have already been down this path that you are on. Now, there's a lesson to be learned, and they will be happy to share their experience. Now, partnerships could also feel a little bit on edge this week. However, this energy is helping to bring awareness to your home and your work-life balance. Notice what's bringing the pressure and consider what you have the power to change right now to feel more in balance. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Okay, Libra, let's take a look at your week. Now, Libra, your top three focuses are going to be 1, new horizons, 2, creativity, and 3, thinking locally. Now, let's talk about why. Now, Libra, it may feel as if you are in a constant state of relearning lessons or that your plans to share your message with a large audience and expand out into the world has been rerouted. Now, the good news is that you may find a golden piece of advice in this process, which could help you move through a roadblock that you are sensing around your creativity, something that you're passionate about. You may also find some valuable insight or inspiration that manifests close to home. So pay close attention to what you learn or share in your conversations. You will likely find them to be very inspiring. Lean into forward motion. This will help you find a way to reach that new horizon that you have your eye on. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Okay, Scorpio, let's take a look at your week. Now, Scorpio, your top three focuses are going to be 1, your roots, 2, your values, 3, creativity, things that you love unconditionally. Now, let's talk about why. Now, you've been fortifying your roots and your home for a while now. This week, you may notice a flow of forward motion to help support this area of your life. It may come from a loan or a legacy that you are part of. Either way, use this energy to move anything forward that has felt stalled. You may have to invest some of your skills or your income into this situation to get this forward motion. But again, that keyword is invest. You're investing in yourself and that forward motion. Ideas and suggestions about how to do this could be in abundance, but really try to focus on ones that support long-term goals. Now, making choices about your home could bring some tension to that part of your life that brings you joy. So think about your creativity, your children, your lover, something that you've created. Now, this action-based energy is meant to motivate you toward the next level of growth. So let it, Scorpio, lean into it and grow with it. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. All right, that is all the signs. I do hope you found some helpful tips about how to work with this week's energy. Now, before we go, I want to make sure that I am personally inviting you to Astrology Hub's 7th annual free forecast event. Now, to get your seat, all you need to do is go to astrologyhub.com/2023. Now, Astrology Hub's 7th annual forecast event is a great place to get the scoop on navigating the year ahead from 13 top astrologers. I'm really excited to be one of the speakers on the panel event. Now, on the panel event, we'll be discussing health, wealth, career, love life, and really astrology for the entire world. So you definitely don't want to miss this. Now, to enroll and save your seat, go to astrologyhub.com/2023. I'll see you there.
My first astrology reading literally changed my life. I was in the midst of a significant dark night of the soul, and that reading gave me the hope and confidence that I needed to continue on my path, no matter how challenging things were. I've had the pleasure of seeing the impact that a high-quality reading can have on thousands of our community members. This is why we at Astrology Hub have been working so hard to create a platform where you can find and book astrology readings with the most trusted and experienced astrologers in the world. We've created a new platform called Astrologer Connect, and we've been testing it with our Inner Circle members with great success. So I'm inviting you to get on the waitlist now so you can be first to book when we do open the platform. You can go to astrologyhub.com/readings and secure your spot today. I can't wait to hear your story after you've had the chance to consult with one of our amazing astrologers, many of whom you've met here on the podcast. Getting on the waitlist is completely free and it doesn't bind you to anything. Go to astrologyhub.com/readings today.
Thank you for listening to Astrology Hub Star Sign Horoscopes. Before we leave today, I wanted to let you know about a unique free gift you can pick up right now. Astrology, like everything, can be complicated. However, it can also be fun, easy to use, and give you valuable insights when connecting with those in your life. That is why we have created a free guide called How to Please Your Lover, Friend, Boss, or Employee based on their zodiac sign. To grab yours, go to astrologyhub.com/please. This free guide will help you understand the strengths and challenges of each sign and how lovers, friends, bosses, and employees engage with those around them. I love how clear and useful this guide is when engaging with people in my life, and I'm sure you will too. Don't forget to pick yours up at astrologyhub.com/please.